WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Avery Hart here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of coffee-fueled motivation. Ever feel like life's just roaring lemons your way? You know that feeling when you're bogged down by negativity, complaining about the traffic, the weather, the never-ending to-do list? Well, guess what? This podcast is here to be your antidote. To date, we're diving deep into something incredibly powerful, the magic of gratitude and appreciation. It might sound simple, but trust me, it can shift your entire perspective and unlock a whole new level of inner peace and confidence. Listen, I get it, life can be a roller coaster. There are days when you feel like you're on top of the world, soaring high with accomplishments and joy, and then there are those days where you just want to curl up under a blanket and binge-watch reality TV. But what if I told you that no matter what curveballs life throws your way, cultivating gratitude can be your secret weapon? It's like the superpower that allows you to see the good even in the midst of the bad. And trust me, when you start focusing on what you have instead of what you lack, everything starts to change. Okay, so how do we actually do this gratitude thing? Here are 5 game-changing takeaways. First up, make it a daily ritual. Seriously, carve out just 5 minutes each day to consciously appreciate the little things. Think about that perfect cup of coffee in the morning, the latte you shared with a friend, or even the warmth of the sun on your skin. These seemingly insignificant moments can actually make a huge difference. Second, keep a gratitude journal. This isn't just for hippies and self-help gurus, folks. It's a powerful tool to rewire your brain to focus on the positive. Every night before bed, jot down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be as simple as a delicious meal or a heartfelt conversation. Seeing those written reminders can really shift your perspective. Third, practice active appreciation. This means going beyond just thinking about what you're grateful for and actually expressing it. Tell your loved ones how much they mean to you, compliment a stranger on their outfit, or send a thank you note for something kind someone did. Remember, words have power. Fourth, shift your focus. We tend to get caught up in the things we lack, but try this. Whenever negative thoughts creep in, consciously redirect your attention to something positive. It takes practice, but over time, you'll train your mind to be more optimistic and resilient. And finally, remember that gratitude is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when it feels easier than others. That's perfectly normal. Just keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself, and celebrate those little victories along the way. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-powered executive who was constantly stressed out, overwhelmed with deadlines, and complaining about everything. She felt like she was running on fumes, never feeling truly happy or fulfilled. Then, Sarah started incorporating these gratitude practices into her daily life. She started taking mindful walks in nature, expressing appreciation for her supportive team, and even sending thank you notes to clients. Slowly but surely, Sarah noticed a shift. She felt calmer, more energized, and genuinely happier. The negativity didn't disappear overnight, but she had the tools to navigate those tough moments with grace and resilience. Remember, you have the power to choose your perspective. Cultivating gratitude isn't about ignoring the challenges in life, it's about finding beauty even in the midst of chaos. It's about recognizing the abundance that already exists in your life, big and small. And when you start focusing on what you have instead of what you lack, a whole new world of possibilities opens up. So, my beautiful listeners, go forth and embrace the power of gratitude. Start today by noticing those little things, expressing your appreciation, and shifting your focus to the positive. Remember, a grateful heart is a powerful heart. And now I want to hear from you. What are you most grateful for right now? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's spread this positivity together. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember you are capable of incredible things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.